I want to thank you all for all your prayers for my wife and myself, and also our ministry. She took three falls within the last 3 weeks. So she has been in pain, hurt, what the doctor described as bone bruise, the nerve, and but she's coming along and trusting the Lord. God is helping her. She keeps reminding herself that, you know, Jesus is in me. And recently we have been memorizing Psalm 78 or 73, remember, verse 26, where it says, "My flesh and my heart fell, but God is the strength of my heart." And is the strength of my heart and my blessing, and forever and ever. This is the Chinese version goes. But please continue to remember her as she is recovering. The doctor told her that an injury like that, especially suffered by an elderly person, would take a longer time to heal. So she's resting at home, and this is the first time that I am on a trip without her. We've been traveling for the last 25 years or more than that, to Asia, to Europe, and here in the United States. But thank God, He has been with us. I feel that what matters is the presence of God with us. And I was just thinking that in Isaiah 55, we read, you know, God's promise that anyone who is thirst can come and drink, and without paying, and it's free. And then when Jesus came, He said that anyone who is thirst, let him come unto me. Out of his inner being shall flow rivers of living waters. And this flow is not one-time flow, it's a constant flow. It's an increasing flow. And this is what we have been teaching our students, e-school students. God is drawing more hungry souls, and some of them are pastors already, and others are leaders, church leaders, or workers in the church. God is drawing them. And this year, we had the largest number of students enrolled, over 2,300, and they're scattered all over. But what I've been trying to tell them, and some other teachers, you know, who have taught these courses, you know, is simply that these are the last days. And God says that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And Jesus also says, as I just mentioned, that He also said that, you know, Ask, you shall receive. And seek, you shall find, and knock, it shall be opened unto you. It's there. It's available. And we've been telling our students, I said, this has been here for so many years. The reason that they haven't received, you know, in the churches that I've been going to or the fellowship they've been going to is simply because the truth of the Holy Spirit has not been taught. It has been very much neglected in the different churches. And that's why this unwarranted, unnecessary weakness, lack of life, lack of power, lack of the moving of the Holy Spirit within the meetings, the services, and people seem to lost. And the true meaning of Pentecost seems to have been lost to many too. And it's good to remember. I would call your attention to this current issue of things new and old. There's a series of articles on the Holy Spirit. They are precious. They're timely. And I just started reading on the airplane here. I was just reading F.B. Myers, you know, being filled with the Holy Spirit. He says it's for everybody. He says Pentecost is simply meant to be the pattern, the life of church life. All this, of all the years, in these last days, and every church should be like that, but we seem to have lost it. So we began to share with our students and to teach them how to be led by the Holy Spirit in this first half of the year. We offer three courses. The first course is knowing the Holy Spirit in the Bible, not what people talk about. You get into the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us simply that God is the Spirit. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are filled with God. We can be filled more and more with God until we are filled with all the fullness of God. That's what Jesus tells us. God is the Spirit. They that worship God must worship Him in spirit, in truth. And those who worship God, those who want to come into God and to serve God, or in the meetings, and ought to serve Him in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. As I share these simple truths to our students, and they begin to put into practice. The last couple of years, and we taught them how to wait on the Lord. What silence, what stillness means that when you get quiet before God. And they begin to put into practice. And I'm so thankful that these students, they take their courses very seriously. They really listen, and then they put into practice. And all. As they begin to practice, there are quiet times in the presence of God, and God came to them. And consequently, or naturally, their lives were changed. And we have received hundreds of reports like that. They are simple. I encourage them, to be simple as much as possible. Just be like a baby. Jesus says that these things are hidden from the wise and truths, but are revealed unto babes. And they do take it seriously. They learn, you know. And God came to them in the last two or three years. We see many lives changed. They've come to know the presence of God, and they begin to walk in the Spirit. They begin to learn to be led by the Spirit. I was just looking at one report before I came into the meeting, and this came from one of the students, and he was talking about how he was learning to walk with God, to be led by the Holy Spirit. And let me find it for you, share it with you. And but this is in Chinese. I'm going to translate it for you. Okay, just, I think it's so precious, you know. He says, well, since I've learned to know the Holy Spirit in the Bible, and to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I began to practice in my daily life, in my service, my ministry, I started learning to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and to obey His leading. And he tells about one meeting where God has done some wonderful things. He said he had invited a sister, a woman who had serious depression. Her mother was a godly Christian, so they both were invited to come to the meeting. But this young woman, when she came, she looked pale. Her body was weak, and spiritually she was dry, and her mother was much troubled by her attacks, this episode that kept happening, and she felt that she couldn't go on anymore. So before they came to the meeting, now this student, I don't know who he is, he says, apparently he was leading the meeting. He says, before they came to the meeting, I took time to wait on the Lord. Then I sensed the presence of God was so rich. And he said to me that God is going to minister to each one tonight. So they sang a song, and then they got quiet before the Lord. And then suddenly this sister who had depression began to pray publicly and began to repent of her sins. And after that, God just poured out His Holy Spirit. And this sister and her mother were filled with the Holy Spirit. Consequently, this sister was healed. She was cleansed, and she was set free, and her life was renewed. And then she began to sing in the Spirit, and she sang it for 2 hours, and they all sat there. Now this person who was leading the meeting, he said, I just melted in the love of God. I would just stay quiet, let God do what He wanted to do. And I only need to obey. And then after the meeting, this sister and her mother showed glow in their face. They were smiling. They were happy. They were thankful for what God had done for you. And then this sister said, "No, I never knew that to allow the Holy Spirit to do His work." And it's so easy. He said, "I remember two verses in the Bible." He says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." And the other verse, Jesus said, "For without me, you can do nothing. Therefore, every day, I made a point of waiting on the Lord and being led by the Holy Spirit. And I find myself joy. There's more joy and peace, love, and I become more tolerant. And there seems to be no longer any pressure in the church or whatever I do for the Lord." And that's the end of it. So I just wanted to share this. These past few years, our ministry has grown rather rapidly, you know, in conferences, in e-schools, and also this online small group prayer meetings, and our website. It's not that we have done a lot. We have a very small team of workers, a handful of them. And all we have done is to pray. We spend a lot of praying. Even before we began our ministry, we prayed for 6 years. Then we began the conference. And of course, we continue to pray. But God has done wonderful things. This report I just shared with you is just one of the hundreds. And we're going to sort out, you know, pick out maybe some and then eventually put into a book form. So as long as we allow God to do what He wants to do, He can do mighty things. He can do things that are exceeding abundantly above all we can think or ask. Oh, Holy Spirit, that's God. We ask the, you know, the fresh anointing. That's God. And the book of Titus 3 tells us that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of renewing. Without the Spirit, you know, we get stale. We can get, you know, tight, traditional, legal, you know. But all with the Holy Spirit, we're constantly renewed. And we ask for fresh anointing because the anointing is always fresh. That's why we need the anointing. And I can just, you know, attribute to all that has happened in our ministry, you know, through the simple fact that God has graciously put His anointing upon us, upon everyone. And because we prayed, we looked to Him, we allowed Him, you know, to do what He wants to do in the ministry and in individual lives. So, when I read this publication, when I hear that this ministers' meeting the past few years, the central theme seemed to be on the works of the Holy Spirit. Oh, how wonderful it is! And And Jesus said, you know, God, God does not give us the Spirit by measure or by limit. In other words, we can have more and more. And he says that I am come that you might have life, meaning the life or the Spirit of life. Sometimes I think of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of life. He's our soul, he's our life, he's our power, he's our everything, as Paul says. You know, Christ is all. Christ the anointed is all. Oh, how can we do, how can we live without him? Hallelujah. But he's here. He's within us. And John tells us that, you know, how do we know God lives in us and we live in God? Because he has given us his Spirit. He said it twice. The other times he says, we know that God is lives in us, that we live in God because he has given us the Holy Spirit. How thankful we ought to be for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we can have more and more of it. That's what we're here for. And that's why we have this Chinese conference here every year. And this is the 8th year now. And we just keep turning people away because we can't accommodate that many. God is just drawing these hungry souls to him. And he can. And he's doing it, you know. He's pouring out his Spirit. I've never seen the Spirit of God being poured out so easily, so quickly these days than ever before. And as I teach online, I see these hundreds of classes at different places. And as we prayed at the end of my talk, and now with ask them to pray, just to receive the Holy Spirit. Receive by faith. I say, whether you feel it or not, just receive by faith, because this is the promise of God. You just take it. Take it, be simply. And many of them were filled like that. They come back. We all can. And we can have more of it. So, let's have more of it. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus has come to do for you and for me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, shall we? Maybe I should pray with you. Shall we all stand and take this opportunity? You have already received much. Let us receive more. Hallelujah. Let us open our hearts. And God says, you know, open your mouth and I will fill it. And he's open your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill me now. Fill me now. Holy, more. More and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More about
first. Can you give me the key?
Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does he grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you his disciple? Test his word and see. He will give the Spirit more abundantly.
One, two, three in the red book. One, two, three in the red book. We'll sing the second verse.
For his matchless favor, magnify the name of the gracious Savior who from glory came. Let the saints adore him. Through the crimson flood, more and more abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life, and more abundantly, more and more abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life, and more abundantly. Come to him, believe. Hearken to his call, all from him receiving, yield to him your all. Jesus will accept you when to him you flee. He will grant his blessing more abundantly, more and more abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life and more.
Pray with us, please.
Holy Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we look to you, Lord, for more and more, Father. Oh, Jesus, fill us with yourself, Lord. Oh, we are nothing, Lord Jesus. And you are everything.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, give us the humility, Lord. Oh, to know that we need you, Lord, in every way, Father. Lead us step by step, Father. Oh, Jesus, in all that you do, according to your will, according to your work, according to all that you desire for all of your people, Lord Jesus. Fill us with yourself. Oh, Jesus. Oh, may our desire be your desire, Lord. Oh, we thank you. thank you, Father, for all that you do, Lord
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, 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 thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Lord, teach us to drink. Oh, Jesus. We receive, Lord Jesus, out of your fullness, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated.